Don't speak in your own language too much. It's important that you do, because that's relaxing. At the end of the day, you want to spend time where you're not having to think, how do I say that? So make sure you speak in your own language for part of the day. If you want to communicate, you want to get to know other people, you have to speak in English. Expose yourself to English. Listen to radio. Listen to the television. Try and expose yourself. There's no magic way of improving your spoken English other than practicing with one another. And it sounds to me that is something that you can do very well. What else was I going to say? Don't spend all your time studying. If you spend 12 hours a day studying, you'll go crazy. Okay? And we don't want you to go crazy. So you have to take at least one day off where you do no work at all. And decide you will be your own best friend. Be your own best friend. Okay? I really would like you to think about that. Decide you will be your own best friend. And in other words, if you're your own best friend, you treat yourself very well. You look after yourself. You don't tell yourself, you stupid person, why did you do that? You don't say that to your best friend, do you? Do you? If you make a mistake, if your friend makes a mistake, you don't beat them down. You don't tell them they're stupid. Or you look at yourself in the mirror, you think, oh, how ugly I look today. You don't say that to your best friend. Oh, look at my hair, it's so horrible. You don't say that to your best friend. Okay, so you love yourself. You be kind to yourself. And if you have a problem, you take yourself to the doctor. You take yourself to the counselor. You take yourself to the tutor. There are many people here who are desperately wanting to help you. Okay, so I think questions now. There are other things, like joining clubs and societies. Am I?
We've got about 5 minutes for questions.
For questions. So maybe I would leave. Is that the last one? What I'm going to do, I will send you a copy of this presentation so that you can look at some of the things I haven't talked about. Would that be helpful? Okay, we'll do that then. Okay, so any questions? Have you gone to sleep now? Have I bored you? Have I bored you? No, good, good. Okay, ask me a question then. Maybe I'll be able to answer, maybe not.
I just thought it was interesting when you talked about assertiveness.
Yes.
And clearly that's something that even British people, some British people need to learn as well.
Yes.
So it's not just...
Absolutely. Assertiveness is a skill that you're quite right. I think there are other people who don't know, who can't speak their minds, okay? Who find it very difficult to say what they think. Now, in our culture, especially in the Western world, we value people saying what they think, which is why we don't mind if you tell us we're wrong, okay? Because that's partly being assertive. But it is a skill that you have to learn, and it's easy to learn to be assertive. It's more difficult if you're an assertive person to learn not to be. Okay, so it's easy to learn how to do that. But maybe this is something that we can come and talk about. It's about how you do that. Assertiveness is not saying, give me that. Give me that is aggression. Okay? I would like you to give me this. It's assertive. Oh, I would like you to help me, or to state very clearly what I want in a polite way is assertiveness. But assertiveness is not about demanding from the other. It's not about putting the other down and you walking all over them. Okay? But maybe this is something we could also find a leaflet on that, on assertiveness, which we could give. Okay. Any other question? Okay. On the slides, there's also where I am. There's details here. So I am in the health center. But on Friday morning, every Friday morning, I am in the library, in room 104, on the first floor of the main library at White Nights. You can just drop in. You don't have to make an appointment. There's a sheet on the door, and you can put your initial down, or you can email me and ask for an appointment. I haven't given you my email.
Yes, sir.
Oh, it's there, yes. Yeah. Okay. Or you just email me, and then I will make sure that I see you, and I'll always make time to see you and talk to you. So don't. It doesn't matter how small your problem is. Please look after yourself. Okay. And I wish you well, and best of luck. And I look forward to the graduation day. Okay. Yeah, I will.
Yeah. Just to remind you guys, we're back. Abraham. Tonight's talk about punctuality. We're back in class at 11:30. 11:30, okay. See you back in class. Thank you.
Yes, I'm going to tell them about the peer counselling. Or
gosh, I forgot them.
But if you send me an email, if you can send me some info about that.
Can I send you about what is available to them?
And then I can just either circulate it Blackboard or something.
Because you see, that's where you come in. I think if you could reinforce
because
the help bit.
Right, because last year I talked to one of your colleagues about trying to encourage some of our students who were staying longer to get involved in training as well.
Well, I mean, I'm involved in the training of the peer supporters as well. And I mean, that would be, we are thinking very seriously actually at the moment about training international students as peer supporters.
Because there are, some of them are only here for a master's degree, so they don't have the time, to be honest.
True. Not for masters. No, that's
but
too
some
much.
Some are doing foundation, then they're doing first degree, and then possibly doing.
But if you know people who you think you would recommend.
Well, there are some
recommend.
Kids I know have been around for 4 or 5 years now,
well,
and
I
think
they're
from Oman and the Middle East generally.
Yes. I mean, the other thing I want to mention that I haven't mentioned is online support.
Okay.
Which we started last year, which was a bit of a disaster, but which we want to start again.
Right.
So they can talk
so
to one another.
This is for counselling rather than...
No, it's for students. No, it's for students themselves. It's peer support.
Ah,
it's online peer support.
Okay. No,
it's online
great.
Peer support for students. Well, I'll give you information about that as well. Okay. Now, I've still got something tied to me.
Where's oh, my goodness.
Very nice, but it should be on the second day.
On the second day.
Because when the student come here...
Yes. How long have you been here?
Yes, this is, I think, third week for me.
Third week.
Yeah. This is the first, second day. And the people come here...
I don't think...
It's too early.
Too early
it's too early.
In such shock that they're not...
They can't think at all.
Yes, your name is Shanaz.
Shanaz.
Raven.
Raven.
Shanaz is the Muslim name. Raven.
Shanaz is a Mauritian name. Raven is my English name. My husband is English. Okay. Yes. Okay, thank you, bye-bye.
Nice.
Yeah.
Thank you, nice to see you again.
Just fairly to the point.
Oh, it was.
And
we will...
I do a little bit sometimes, but it's difficult.
Yes.
I'm like a star.